Clear the airwaves for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis, and Candace Haas of Orange County Normal.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis, and I am here with my buds. Candace is here with me, right next to me. Candace Haas, Orange County Normal.
Hello, all.
Did I say Normal? anyway.
We were smoking this morning.
Hi-yo.
And half the crew is sick, so.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah. It's. Let me finish introducing, and we have our industry guru, Al.
Woo!
Hey,
hands up.
Are you sick, Al?
No, I'm not sick.
Okay.
This side of the, we're all pretty healthy. It's the staff.
Yeah. Okay. And then we have a special guest, Karma, and he's going to talk with us a little bit later, but he's here and he's going to put his 2 cents in, if he has 2 cents. And then we have Chris, a dear old friend, who also stopped by, and Chris has been around for a long time, and he is Chris Waxman. How you doing?
Woo. Doing all right, baby. Doing all right.
He was my Lyft guy. He was my Uber. I mean, he used to stop into the studio wherever we were and in between his lifting and Ubering, right?
That's right.
Yeah. He's a devoted... are you a stalker?
No.
Okay.
I can't call myself a stalker.
But we'll take stalkers. I mean, we like that, don't we, Candace? Like if it's Chris. I mean, come on.
Hey, if you stalk us with weed, we're all about it.
Yeah.
You can stalk me any day. You bring some weed, trees, joints,
like,
blunt,
dabs, predator stalk,
rosin, okay. Edibles. Let's do it.
You see where these people are coming
Shout
from.
Out to CCI Medical. Let's keep going.
Okay. And what did I say about hands on the table? Nobody's paying attention. Hey, let's just start and talk about some current news.
There's nothing going on, so...
I know.
Oh, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot of news going
Quite
on.
Quite a bit. Quite
oh,
a bit.
My God. Did you see that there's like cannabis attorneys like at the airports for all the immigrants stuck there? I don't know why.
Why are there cannabis?
No, they said all different types of attorneys were showing up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, hey.
So shout out to Stefan Borsensulo down there.
Is he there too?
He's down there at the rallies.
Okay. And
they can turn on the protesters get arrested for smoking weed, I guess, right?
Well, you know, as long as I'm all for protesting and demonstrating as long as they're peaceful.
Make sure everyone,
are they holding their rec card when they're smoking?
Yeah, everyone needs their rec, even though they legalize it. Make sure everyone always has a rec around.
Right, right.
I mean,
exactly.
It's only like $30,
yeah,
right? Why wouldn't you just do it for the extra protection?
Correct.
I actually went and got my ID card from the state. Orange County, the new after Prop 64 passed.
I'm going to get my state
card. It's $100, but Orange County actually decided their board of supervisors. It's $83, I think. So it's even lower than the state, you know, limit that they set. So, you know, it's only a good thing.
Come on, guys. You guys smoke more than $30 a day. You guys can afford your rec.
Right, 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 right. I mean, you know, anyway. What else? What else is happening that we want to discuss?
I feel that we should also discuss about CBDs and the way that DA is also trying to ban CBDs.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And we actually had a guest on last week and we asked him about that same thing. He was a company that actually trades the
CBD
CBDs.
Unlimited.
And he said that it's really actually nothing new. It's like an old policy that they had that the CBD was already on the government's list of illegal substances, and that it was kind of just they were making news of something that wasn't that recent, you know, and that it hasn't really changed anything, and it seems like the CBDs are still as available, right? Would you agree, even after all that came out, nothing changed?
They're still available, but there's been companies that just went away due to the fact that they're being more strict and they're making everything more illegal. I've had a personal friend that was my very first sponsor that was arrested because he was manufacturing CBDs.
Where was this?
Really? This was out in the Riverside area.
Okay. He was manufacturing cannabis CBD?
Correct.
And did he have a license or anything that you need to do that?
I'm not aware. I just know that he was one of the biggest CBD makers out here in Southern California.
Well, I guess... You know, that's...
Well, it also is, I mean, I think they might be still going after people like that, but I think...
But isn't there a big difference between the hemp CBD and the cannabis CBD?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, more like the hemp CBD people. They're not scared.
That's not what Todd said last week.
Yeah, he said it was business as usual, that things didn't really change.
Nothing has changed. Everybody, listen, remember.
Hey, can I say something?
Sure.
Shout out to CBD Living Water, because we're still doing it big, okay?
Yeah. I work
with Mr. Bill every day, and it's not slowing us down. All 50 states, legal. Thank you very much.
Now, is it tested? Does it have to be like below a certain percent? Is that
yes?
Okay.
Yep.
Well, obviously, CBD Living Water
sells it, right?
They're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So if you're doing the right thing, you won't get into trouble. That's the bottom line.
Well, I mean, it always depends where you are. I mean, you can be in one county and another county. One doesn't care and one does care.
Correct.
I've seen people have their kids taken away just because there are medical marijuana patients, or were in the past in Riverside County. But here in Orange County, we don't have the same problem. Thank God.
Right.
You know?
And I don't think that was years ago. It's different now.
No.
Who got their kids taken away recently?
Two people. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I don't remember
the
names.
That's a good question.
Where was
this? Nathaniel Rudd is his name. He has a Facebook page, and they have a whole campaign going on right now because they got their child taken away before they even got to bring them home, because they were admittedly patients, even though they weren't, you know, using when the baby didn't have it in its system or anything like that. And it's just kind of a travesty of justice, and how they have a caseworker who's just kind of malicious too, is part of the thing, you know, and you just never know who you're going to get. If you're going to get someone that's cool, that's had an experience that's positive in the past, you know, with it, or if, you know, you're going to get like a hater.
You know,
what
kind of sucks is
and that's
biased.
Where we also got to get into the topic where we have kids that need these cannabis products. Yeah. And where are we going to get into the legalities on that? You know, you're administering cannabis products to your child, and there's kids that have psoriasis, there's kids that have different skin conditions that can't get any medication because doctors won't allow them to take any medication due to their age.
Yep. No, that's true. That's true.
That's when you go find another doctor.
But there's no doctor that'll let you give cannabis to your child.
Where? Oh, yes, there are.
Well, there's very, very few, and you have to find them.
You
bring
have to,
extensive records. Right, you have to pretty much try everything else. You know, you have to be in a pretty desperate, you know, dire condition.
If your kid's dying,
you're gonna
do whatever you can do to get that kid better. And if that means giving that child cannabis, then you're gonna find a way to do it. Look at all the people that moved out of their states and went to Colorado
just because there was legalization. They felt more comfortable. So maybe here in California, because we have legalization, they'll take their focus off of kids and medical, and they'll only worry about hopefully the people breaking the law when it comes to like recreational use. Hopefully, you know.
Hey, is there any normal news?
Yeah, definitely. You can always, if you're not listening to the show, and if you want to find out what's going across the states with Normal and other chapters, you can always go to nationalnormal.org and find these stories, past stories, or the whole story. Our first story is something really cool, something that's nice to see legitimate testing coming out from other countries that's proving, you know, things that we've already kind of come to find anecdotally from patients. So the story is from the United Kingdom. The administration of THCV, tetrahydrocannabivarin, a 9 psychoactive component of cannabis, is positively associated with glycemic control in type 2 diabetes. According to the randomized placebo-controlled data published journal Diabetes Care, investigators from the University of Nottingham School of Medicine noted that assessed the twice daily administration of various cannabinoids versus placebo for 13 weeks in 62 non-insulin dependent subjects with type 2 diabetes. The authors found after the study that the administration of this THCV alone significantly decreased fasting plasma glucose levels and improved pancreatic cell function.
Are you okay, honey?
Hey,
sip of water?
Let me just say what they concluded, because that was a lot of big words.
Well, no. Is this one of the first studies in the United Kingdom since they made it a medicine?
I don't know if it's the first, but this
sounds like it's one of the first.
Yeah, one of the first ones, and this is the first one on diabetes
that's come out
with some like conclusive evidence. They've had like a double blind placebo controlled study, and that's like the highest level of scrutiny. You know, the people don't know what they're getting. It's been done twice, and they've gotten the same result. So that's like the highest level.
Nice.
So the investigators concluded that THCV, and we don't often even talk about tetrahydrocannabivarin. We don't even talk about that.
We can't even pronounce it. They said
that this could represent a new therapeutic agent in glycemic control in subjects with type 2 diabetes. So See, there's all sorts, all, how many, does anyone remember how many components there is in the cannabis plant? There's like at least 30, there may be hundreds.
Yeah, there's different components and it just depends who's doing the studies. And it's unfortunate that the United States isn't doing any studies on cannabis. We're all getting all this information from other countries.
Yeah.
And even Spain, we got Italy.
Israel.
And with Trump in office, I don't think we'll be getting any closer. Also, this is kind of an update to something we talked about last week and how some of the states that have passed recent legalization and medical laws, their legislators are trying to block it. So this story is from Florida, where the proposed rules by the Florida Department of Health to regulate the dispensing of medical cannabis are in contrary to the intent of Measure 2. So what's happening is that the regulators are proposing medical marijuana rules to undercut the voter amendment. Specifically, the draft rules will not permit any physicians to recommend cannabis therapy to patients with chronic pain, instead limiting patients to only those of the 10 qualifying conditions as approved by the voters. Oh. Although the amendment provides physicians are allowed to use their discretion to recommend patients in any instance they believe that is medical use would likely outweigh the potential health risks. They're trying to like say only these 10 people, you know, even though the law was more general, we're not allowing.
Wait a minute. It's Florida. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I know
it's Florida.
We talked about Florida, but what people in Florida are benefiting from preventing patients' use of their medicine?
Well, people that are just chronic pain.
Aside from their 10 uses or whatever.
I mean, well, there's a lot. I mean, a lot of people in Florida probably have a lot of conditions to do with like wasting and getting older and
there's
stuff. And you have to have
high
only these 10, you
energy
know?
Of old Jewish people there.
Dear Florida, why is, you know,
they have to fight harder and stronger.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in Florida reaching out to me also on my channel and also asking questions and trying to find out where they can get these clean meds since out there in Florida right now, they're getting all this junk.
They're getting because it's not regulated in Florida, sitting on their ass. What are they doing?
It says the draft rules also seek to significantly curtail the number of licensed cannabis cultivators and providers. They're trying to cut down the amount of people that can do it. And they're also considering provisions to limit patients from legally assessing herbal forms of the product, instead requiring those in the program to consume cannabis-infused liquids or extracts. So that's what you're talking
about.
They're trying to not let them use the flower form. And also in Little Rock, Arkansas, lawmakers passed legislation this week to delay the enactment of their state voter-initiated medical cannabis program. They want to delay it 60 days so that they won't have to start accepting applications until that time. So that several states, Florida, Maine, Massachusetts, and North Dakota, are pushing legislation to either significantly delay or amend their voter-amended laws, which are voter-approved laws. Crazy. And then lastly, Kansas City, Missouri, normal chapters there have gathered enough signatures to put on the ballot a decriminalization measure, which would make it decriminalized and a $25 fine if you have less than 35 grams of cannabis. So,
hey, did you know that?
How about let's get motivated and put a voter initiative and let's go change the law again.
Yeah, I mean, half the state have the voter,
you know what?
Voter initiative
do
process.
It.
If we all
would
have got together from the beginning, we would actually
did we not
made a
put
change.
Santa Ana on the map?
Yeah,
we did that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Anyway,
we'll
did
again.
You hear that Annapolis, Maryland state lawmakers are rolling out legislation yesterday that would regulate and tax cannabis similarly to alcohol in Maryland? So everybody's doing it. I mean, hey, medical marijuana in Arizona generated $280 million in sales, $30 million in tax revenue.
Yeah.
And nobody's died.
That's a lot of money for states to just overlook and say that that's not.
Yeah, they'll conveniently sweep it under the rug and not mention it.
Yeah, but can you imagine these states are a lot smaller than California? Look what they made.
They did not even talk about how much money they saved the state at the justice.
Right.
You know,
as far as what can't just explain that.
Well, I mean, if they're
Cops?
Allowing uses and they're making money off selling it and it's no longer illegal, they're also saving money in the justice system, not incarcerating people and putting them in the court system and parole and all that and arresting them and using our resources. So it's like a double savings. You know, we make money and we save money.
Well, that's how we just want them to get smart. We want them to service their people that need medical marijuana, first of all, and let the other people have fun. I don't understand what the problem is. I mean,
We're adults. I figure if you're 21, we're adults. We can do what we want. We want to go relax and de-stress and medicate and laugh with our friends. Leave us the fuck alone.
I mean, exactly. If someone can take like a Zoloft or Paxil to relax, right? Then how is not smoking a joint to relax
or
the
kill
same
themselves
thing?
On all these drugs? Adderall. I mean, come on. Nobody dies of pot. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but the laws also penalize everyone with pot as if it was, you know, the hardest drug on earth. And I've been there. You know, I've seen a lot of kids go to jail over very, you know, minuscule amounts of marijuana. Right, right. And
well, luckily that changed with Proposition 64. If you're caught with marijuana under 18, you no longer will go to jail. They put you into treatment programs, which could be as bad as jail for some teenagers. You know, like, hey, lock me up. I don't want to go to this class every Saturday. You
won't have a record.
You won't have a felony. It won't be on your record. Because you can also be denied financial aid from the federal government to go to college for marijuana crimes. So.
Well, now that they changed the law, hopefully those kids that were incarcerated back
we'll get out.
They can get that expunged or see what happens with their previous record, because I know there's a lot of people out there that were, you know, tainted by these past laws.
Yeah, and expungement passed the previous election style Prop 47.
We have so much to talk about today. We are just gabbing away here. We have so much to tell you. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with our buds, and Karma's going to tell us exactly what he does, and we'll be back with more Hot Pot Topics. Welcome back. We are so glad you joined us on Hemp Radio. Please check out our website, hempradio.com. We are building it up.
You forgot something. Follow our Instagram at Hemp Radio.
And if Elliot controls our Instagram, so if you direct message him, that page, you'll get this fella right here, this awesome guy.
The ladies have access.
And we have a Hemp Radio Facebook page. So, hey, we're everywhere. Anyway, we want to really thank Cannabis Talk 101 because
it's a great studio.
Oh my God, it's so fabulous here. It's
gorgeous,
wonderful.
And clean and nice and crew.
Thanks again, Cannabis 101, for having me on the show.
No, we're Hemp Radio. They're Cannabis Talk. Yeah.
Okay.
We're
here at Hemp Radio and Cannabis 101. Yeah. You know, since we got the crew here from Cannabis 101.
Right. And we want to thank particularly our guys are sick today. So I feel so badly that they had to come in and do the show. Garrett, we love you. Thank you so much. You're doing a fabulous job.
Big ups,
and
man. Big ups.
I mean, they are incredible. And, you know, they're both, their butts are dragging because everybody
has
they
a got
cold.
A long day.
Yeah, we like that dab in the morning. Hopefully, we got to feel better.
They got a fitness show this afternoon, and then they have the big show tonight.
Yeah. Well, we left them some things to make them feel better. So
we're like the morning crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. We hope that you guys feel better, and we thank you so much, Cannabis Talk 101 Blue. I love you anyway. So we have with us our friend, our new friend. We think. We're not sure yet. Are we sure?
We're always so skeptical.
Well, we just met him.
Who
knows?
Wait till they try the extracts and they'll see.
Yeah. Exactly. We have Karma, our special guest. And Karma was a patient who, when he could not find what he really needed for what his ailments, he decided to make his own products. And he's also a music and video producer. For the music industry, or he can tell you if I screwed that up. Anyway, Karma, we're so glad that you came by, and you do what Chris had told me. You got to get this guy on the show because he does this white rosin, and you know,
rosin. It's rosin.
I let her go with it because it sounded so elegant. You know, I wanted.
It's a new thing.
Hey, hold up.
Yeah.
I'm coming to my girl's defense. Hold up. We were medicating before this show. That's all right.
Wait a minute, Al. I said Rosin before, and somebody said, no, it's Rosen. And I'm thinking,
really?
Okay, so it's Jewish. So, I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, East Coast has Rosen.
We got Rosen. Huh?
Tomato, tomato?
Yeah.
Rosen, yeah, right. Rosen.
Listen,
smashy.
We like to tell people the truth and be honest. I make
the truth
mistakes.
Is it's Rosen, okay?
It's fucking it's white rosin.
Correct. It's white rosin. Okay, so I created
I love you guys.
An extract called White Cake Rosin. Oh, and my name's Karma. I run a channel called My420TV on Instagram.
Oh, thank you.
Cool.
I cater to a lot of rap artists. I do photography, and I've done a lot of major events. My first major event was Chalice. I've done High Times, High Life, Happy
When you
Place.
Say you did them, what do you mean?
Like, I went to these events where they sponsored me to go to these events. I didn't pay for anything.
Oh, and you took pictures for them.
I took samples,
right.
Pictures, videos, and then I went on stage. I did giveaways. I hung out with a rap artist. They introduced me to all these cannabis companies, and they said, hey, maybe you should have him try out your products because he's the one reviewing all the highest grade cannabis products for us. And anything that goes through me is like quality control. These rap artists see it and they know that this is what they should be having since it's at the purest grade. You know, anything that I have is either, you know, clearing. It has no pesticides. It has
like
no chemicals.
It's like the best of the best, right?
Yeah, and anything that
like
you're
you
always
go
gonna
through
get.
The shit for
the high grade.
That reminds me of Josue. My husband was telling me a story this morning. I don't know if he's watching. He could be Facebook stalking. But
she's
we're
here,
live.
Babe.
We're live.
She's
here.
Hi.
I'm in Orange County
she's
Normal.
Not doing anything yeah. wrong. She's here.
Anyways, he told me a story that one of the I supposedly overheard, but I didn't hear. He's like, you didn't hear that story? Anyways, his friend was delivering to fucking Mike Tyson.
Oh,
and
shit.
Mike Tyson smokes like 2 pounds a month, right?
Oh my God.
And so
about
he
right.
delivers them like a Jeez. Big bag, right? And Mike Tyson opens the bag and goes, this is like the best shit ever, man. Yeah,
yeah. Well, Mike Tyson needs to hit me up
and
so he can stop smoking
his wife just fucking rolls in blunts like all day long. Like, I guess that's how she keeps the animal
can we
lot,
get him
like
on
a sleep
the show?
Or something, you know? Yeah. But I was like, that's sick,
dude. I don't know Mike Tyson
Mike
yet,
Tyson
but
needs
I do
to come
know
out
a lot
with
of
like
celebrities.
A bud brand, you know?
We should get Black Jesus on here.
Who's, yeah. Who's Black Jesus?
Black Jesus is
we
part of...
We had the white Kanye
no,
a couple
no,
weeks ago on the Kanye show.
If you guys don't know about Smoke Yours Crew.
Okay, wait, we got to talk one at a time.
All right.
And then nobody talks.
If you guys don't know about Smoke Yours Crew, Black Jesus is from Smoke Yours Crew. His birthday was the other days on Comedy Central. He's also the voice of Grand Theft Auto 5. So if you guys play those video games out there, you guys know exactly who I'm talking about. And
I got pictures with him on my Instagram.
Okay. Very cool. He's a star in that world.
Yeah. And he also likes our cannabis products. Everything that we also bring out to him, he also ingests. Anyone that also comes out with him, like Snoop Dogg, you got Don Magic Juan, which has this special strain, which is called the Church OG. That's also another strain that I'm trying to get my hands on. So anything that we get is usually a private cut or something that you're not going to be able to get a hold of on the streets. And,
nice.
And that's how we know that it's at its highest grade.
I have a question. Is there any like hip hop, like famous people that we would know that are like, freaking weed snobs that don't like weed. They're like, fuck weed, you know, like, cause there's, I guess, so many that do that would be like stupid to ask what, who
I
do, like who doesn't?
They all
like,
do.
Who would you think, is there anybody that you would think smoke weed that doesn't smoke weed that you've run across?
Or
is,
actually everyone that I've met wants to smoke my weed. White okay. rosin. They go, I want to smoke
question,
that white
I
rosin.
I guess. Maybe there isn't that many people that don't smoke
they
weed.
They like the white rosin.
Yeah, it's the white rosin.
The
that's yeah. the thing right now. If you have rosin on your booth, if you have rosin at your dispensary, if you have rosin anywhere.
Okay, can you tell us how it's made?
What is the difference?
What is the difference?
Okay, the difference of rosin is the quality of the flower. Now, you can't just press any flower out there. You got to make sure you get the highest grade quality flower. If you go,
okay, what does that mean? The highest grade quality.
That means that you're
the
going
highest level of THC.
Down.
Yeah, you're going to these cannabis cups and you're seeing them being tested live by these testing companies, and they're receiving these trophies. They're getting all these incentives just due to the fact that they're doing everything correctly. And I've seen the last event that they had was Happy Place. They kicked a lot of people out. A lot of people
yeah,
didn't make it.
Even their major sponsor, Moxie, who was on even the badges, they kicked them out of the contest for testing just too dirty.
And they didn't even show up. There's a lot of people that didn't even show their face. And that's sad because that's where we're going to start.
Were they pissed? Or were they...
They were just pretty much, I think, kicking themselves because they figured
okay,
that their
they're
flowers...
Like, thinking from a PR stance, they're like, it'd be probably be better just to sit this one out, let it blow over.
Wouldn't you think it'd be like the Colorado thing? Like they had the whole Colorado thing when everything went legal. They started testing all the flowers. And I forget the name of the shop, but one of the biggest shops around the state got busted for having pesticides all over. It was huge on the news. They had to buy back thousands of pounds of weed and everything back. Yeah, and whoever controls the board came in and busted their
Correct.
Asses.
Correct.
Wow.
And they've been testing.
It's going to happen here, California.
But it should be. Why would you give sick people trash?
Because people put tens of thousands of dollars into it and they're like, there's no way I could eat it. And they just aren't thinking with their hearts. They're thinking with their wallet. And they're like,
they don't care. They don't care about the patient.
Wait a minute. But isn't that like
Heinz?
Isn't that like Heinz?
Do you think
Isn't that like Heinz having tainted ketchup? I mean, and they wouldn't do that. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, actually, the FDA allows a certain percentage of like contaminants and like fecal bacteria and rodent and all this stuff. You'd be surprised. There's like acceptable levels of disgusting stuff.
Correct.
That they allow in our foods. We just don't know or think about it, you know? So it's, you know, it's just keeping like in a level that's appropriate. Yeah, that's not going to make people sick, I guess.
What foods are you talking about?
Every single food, like even meat and
vegetables,
stuff.
Vegetables, fruits,
Vegetables grow out of the ground. How could there be fecal
anything
matter
anything that's processed in a factory.
Bugs that are flying around shit on top of the vegetable.
But don't you wash your vegetables?
Yeah, but trust someone, okay?
Yeah, even then there's a sanitary issue.
Go buy some spinach, Patty.
Oh, I wash it.
Exactly.
Triple wash it.
Okay, and even if it says it's washed, it's still gross.
Yeah.
You better wash that shit yourself.
I'm saying you have to.
Same reason.
So you can imagine in cannabis how many different people can think they can grow anything. You know, you got this stuff outside. It's got pesticides. They're growing with different nutrients that have pesticides. Now, if you guys haven't heard of Miracle-Gro, Miracle-Gro is now a tainted thing that you can add to your plants. You're not going to want to add Monsanto's onto your plants because you're going to get sick.
So Miracle Grow's good?
No, it's the worst thing you can put.
And there's a lot of people that are inexperienced people that are probably like backyard growing like one little cute plant, you know, and they might get a couple, maybe an eighth off of it or a quarter or something. And they're probably using Miracle-Gro, you know, because they don't know any better.
And these are companies that are able to sell this, you know, to everyone that's out there. And they're at your Home Depot. They're at your Lowe's. And, you know, we can't even be in your Lowe's or at your Home Depot. And our products are more cleaner than they are. So that's where it's unfortunate that we're being regulated and all our products are being banned. And that's why I run my channel called My 420 TV to have everyone come on there and see what I have as far as the quality of products and the companies that I choose. And I weave through all these events to make sure that you guys get nothing but the best.
But what is the process for making the rosin?
The rosin is made with...
Because there's no chemicals.
Yeah, it all started...
I don't understand.
This started back in the days. Rosin has been made back in the days. It all started with...
We got to do a quick shout out to 420 Fitness. They said, do you guys even talk about fitness and cannabis? I did 25 push-ups this morning.
Hey, I do yoga. Hold on. I do yoga every morning at 8 o'clock.
Bend Patty like a pretzel. Bend her sideways.
I do yoga every morning.
Sorry
I've done
that.
It for 15 years.
So funny.
Sorry
we
about
love you
that.
Guys.
So making rosin is a press, right?
Correct.
With
so
pressure
everything
and heat?
That we have is about health. You know, if cannabis, when you
health.
Start with cannabis, yeah. cannabis is health.
That's fitness.
Thank you.
We need to start with this in our diet. If you guys aren't doing this in your diet, you guys are losing out. This has been done with, you know, hundreds of years ago, our ancestors were ingesting this in their diet. And, you know, throughout the years of plants and, you know, regulations and laws, they have, you know, tainted it and said that our cannabis is bad for you, that it's not good for you. And, you know, now that we have everyone testing products and bringing it out and patients using it, and we're seeing all these results, then we're figuring out that cannabis is what we need. Cannabis is the wave. And now that we have all these new companies coming out, they're, you know, taking all their meds, whether they're good. You know, we got the good companies, and then you got the bad companies coming in with their dirty meds.
Yeah, they'll be gone, though. We call that weeding through the shit.
So let's get to the rosin. All
right. Right, the rosin.
All right, so
high grade cannabis.
How we get this rosin is by pressing, you know, your flowers. And I choose the flowers that have already won cups. You know, if I see a flower...
Give us a name.
All right, we're going to start with Jonetics. Jonetics is one of my biggest sponsors.
Jonetics?
Yeah, they're out in San Francisco. And
shout out.
Shout out to John Eddicks. Also, Banana Berry Farms. These are all companies
like
that have extremely very high quality products. Moonwalker is out in Anaheim. So if you guys haven't heard of Moonwalker Gardens.
I've heard of Moonwalker.
Moonwalker Gardens is my new sponsor. Also, OCOG, that's a dispensary out in Orange. These are all local dispensaries.
City of Orange?
Correct.
Oh, and wow. Their police have always been like
make sure
hot.
You guys keep tuned to my channel, My420TV on Instagram. And it's spelled like my, you know, like MySpace. That's where I kind of got it from, you know.
M-Y.
Yeah, M-Y 420TV.
Boom.
Yeah, and everything that I have on there talks about everything that I've made, whether all the companies I made contact with.
Did you
with,
tell us how to make the white shit yet?
Yeah, all right.
You know who gave you a giant shout out on your rosin?
Who did?
420 Fitness.
That's right.
Sorry, let's keep it going.
All right.
Back to the rosin.
All right, so rosin has been around for a long time. It started when people would rub their hands on the cannabis leaves and they would pull the rosin off, which would be the resin.
Is that like sap?
The resin off of the glands.
Sticky stuff?
Correct. Fresh and they sap. Would pull it off of it and rub their hands together and make this finger hash. Now, after that, they started figuring out that if you would keep it and put pressure onto it, whether it was heat in your pocket, in your baggie. Remember, you used to keep it in little baggies? You would see the little crystals collect on the side. Yeah, that was rosin. That was the beginning of rosin.
I smelled the bag.
And then we had a competition.
No, didn't you used to lick the bag? You would lick put it up clean. In the light and you'd say, you can't throw this damn bag away.
Right. Valuable. I had a stack of plastic.
Hey, I had homies that turned the bag inside out and like.
So they had a competition where all these extract artists came out and they came out with hair straighteners. They came out with hair straighteners and they started.
Yeah, my husband stole mine.
Yeah, they
stole
them hair straighteners.
What did they do?
They started pressing out their flowers. They started pressing out their keef. They started pressing out anything they could to figure out if they could pull oil out of it.
It's decent. It works.
And they won competition.
Now, never done that?
After these competitions were won, I decided that I had to make my own rosin press. I said, look, these guys are making, you know, all kinds of rosin. Let's make a rosin press. I work for aerospace, so it's not hard.
Is it like a grape press?
No, this is...
Wait, you made your own press?
Yeah, I made my own rosin press. This is the reason why I create white rosin.
Okay, now I have a question.
He's still trying to tell us how
why
to
is your
it.
Press different than every other dope press I've seen out there? No, you go in some of these shops and they charge the patients $5.
Because my press my press is made by me. My press is exclusive. I used to work for aerospace. I used to do metal extrusion. I used to make helicopter blades. I've done a lot of various work. I do welding. I work automotive. And when it came to making a rosin press, it was child's play. You know, all these people are overkilling it. They're using 20, 40, 50 tons when I'm only using about 2 tons and I'm producing the best rosin out there. And there's no one out there that can beat me. I've been endorsed by Be Real TV. I've had different artists like my rosin. I've had, you know, Black Jesus likes my rosin. Anyone that comes out and tastes my rosin loves it.
Is Black Jesus black?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's black.
This is correct.
Listen, I'm asking. Okay. Yeah. How do you make the damn rosin?
All right. So what we do is
she's got her notes.
We squeeze our flower. I pick out the flower that any company sponsors me from. Well, they're not any. They're a selective company that sponsors me. They give me their flowers. I take it home. I press it out.
With
I
don't, what? You press it with?
With my machine that I created.
Okay.
I press out the flower and then I create my rosin. And I
where is the rosin? Is it stuck on the press?
No, it's stuck on parchment paper. And I was I was very fortunate that the very few times that I started doing it, I created white rosin. So when I seen the white rosin, I already knew that I was making something pure. And after all the reviews I had done with all these companies,
so wait a minute. That's all you do is you press a hold on. You get a bud. You put it in a press, you press it, and there's your rosin, and you can smoke it?
Correct, and it's pure. And not only
wait a minute, how does it get
not clear? Only can you smoke it, but you can eat it, you could apply it on your skin.
No, I have a question. Why would you not want orange rosin, or why would you not want purple rosin?
Rosin is rosin, but to tell you the truth, whoever's making your rosin is where you're going to get the quality. You don't know if they're messing up the decarbonization process where they're squishing it.
What I mean by that, let's say you are pressing like a purple nug compared to...
Correct. if I'm pressing something that's, it doesn't matter what color it is, I know that what I'm going to return is always going to be the highest grade quality.
And it's always going
to
be clear.
So there must be another process that you use after just pressing it to make it clear, right?
No, there isn't. It comes right off the paper. I've done
it. Weird, because I've seen it just come out like, you know, like with the gold and the milky color.
On mine, it'll come out white right off the paper.
This is worth talking about for 10 seconds. You're telling me if you take purple weed and press it, it's going to come out white on paper.
You'll have white.
It depends on the purple strain.
Wow.
The strain variations is incredible.
You don't really see purple weed too often.
No, I've seen purple rosin.
All right, so if you really want to know about purple rosin, it's about the trichome. You got to look in the color of the trichome, and it's the pigmentation inside of the trichome that gives you the color. So if you let the plant go amber, you're going to get amber rosin. If you let it go, you know, depending on what stage of the process it's at on the growth.
Okay.
Now, I made rosin not to smoke. I made rosin for my patients. I created a topical that helps psoriasis patients, and that's what my goal is, to help people that have psoriasis, people that have skin conditions, people that
hey, I got this. Eczema, so yeah,
and I'm sure you've seen my videos. I tagged you guys on my videos, and you guys seen the work that I've done. It's not something that's long term. This is an immediate, you know, you see a change in your life, and I've been changing people's lives by reviewing these products and being able to come up with my own topical and being able to have my own rosin machine, and not having to pay anything. So everything that I do from now on, it's always been, you know, I haven't made any money. So I'm looking for companies out there that might be able to help me, you know, reach out to them, and maybe I can press out their flowers so I can still keep going on and making my topicals and helping these patients out and helping more patients out around the world.
Wow. You know what? That's a fabulous mission.
Yep. And I love to hear people in the industry that still believe in patients, because now it's going more towards like the big corporation.
It's going to happen. And you know what? We're gonna take a short break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more with Karma, because there's so much more left to talk about.
This is a great show.
Good stuff.
Well,
good stuff.
I'm so glad that you like it.
We're like Raz and Patty and stuff. It's great.
Rosin. It's Rosin.
So we're going to
Razin her on the Rosin.
We're going to take some Rosin dabs, and we're going to come back. So we can have them tell you what they think about the rosin.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Shout out to 420 Fitness.
Shout out to Cannabis Talk 101. Yes. And all the people that support us. And we're going to be right back after a short break. Welcome back. We are so happy to be here today at the Cannabis Talk 101 studios.
Love it here.
Pardon me?
I said love it here.
I love it here. We're moving in. Do they have a shower here? Do you think?
They put one in. They didn't put one in just because they knew that you'd want to move in if they were.
And I'm here with my fabulous buds, Candace, Orange County Normal, Elliot. Yep. What is he?
Hey, super industry guru.
And also taking over memberships. Please join us.
Please join Normal.
National Orange County Normal. We definitely need you.
Yep. And there's actually a California Normal conference coming up, and another San Francisco one we should talk about in just a minute. Let's introduce the rest of our guests, though.
Right. And our fabulous Chris Waxman, he's here. He came in today, and we're so happy to see him. It's always great to see Chris, because he could have another position next week.
Hey, hey.
And our fabulous guest, Karma. I was going to call him Carmen.
Why not? Rosin, Karma.
It's all the same. You guys know. We don't care. Who's been really fabulous and informative. And
Those dabs were great.
The dabs
Thank
were
you.
Very, very great. What a great taste.
I feel like uplifted, not like tired. Like,
oh my God. What
exactly.
was it?
Like energetic, I just had a really nice cup
clean,
of coffee.
Delicious.
All right. So we pressed out some Sick 420 from Sick 420 Meds. And
Sick 420.
Yeah, and they grow their own flowers. So that was the royal cookies. And
nice.
Oh royal cookies.
Delicioso.
I love royal cookies.
Yeah. So my name is Karma. I run a channel called My 420 TV. It's on Instagram. I'm sponsored by over 70 companies, and I've accomplished this in over 10 months. I know there's a lot of companies out there that've been out and trying to do what they do, and pretty much I just see a bunch of stoners. I haven't seen anyone really review anything.
Well, what makes you different?
He said something really funny earlier, and I wrote it down. He said, you got to keep it real. The cannabis industry is full of too many fakes.
Yeah, and that's true. There's a lot of fake companies out there. I've seen...
What else did you call them?
Well,
one-hit wonders.
Correct. There's a lot of one-hit wonders and a lot of fakes out there due to the fact that anyone can just make wax. You can go and buy a butane can, you can get your flower, and you can blow some wax.
Up a house.
Yeah. Or blow up your garage. Yeah, and I've had a lot of people, you know, out there that post videos of them making this stuff, and I'm just like, it's a time bomb waiting to happen. And that's why I chose to make rosin. And rosin is the wave of the future. If you guys are into smoking rosin, you guys should switch over you're smoking something that has a chemical in it.
We need a press.
We really don't know what the long-term health effects are of smoking BHO
All this is the flower press.
This is all I tell everyone. Every time I go anywhere and I see people smoking BHO or smoking anything that's made with a solvent, I say, would you get any lighter fluid and ingest it yourself? And they say, no, that's something I would not do. And I say, well, then why are you smoking that?
Well, I mean, they argue, though, that it all gets burnt off.
You fucked up my mind just now with that.
And stuff.
No. I still take BHO dabs. And I know how dirty it is. And me and my buddies debate it. But I never thought of it as just like huffing like a can of bullshit.
No, Why don't you just huff some BHO? Huff some real BHO.
Buy a press and make your own rosin. Yeah,
and if you don't have a press, you can steal your mom's hair straightener. Yeah. You know, that's how I started.
And all the wax companies defenses. Oh my God, I thought the beginner's way.
So you get a hair straightener and you can do it at home.
You can go to your Goodwill and get a little hair straightener
and get it there. You don't have to mess up your sister's or your mom's. But that's how I started. I started pressing out my flowers. And I knew that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to make clean meds. I didn't want to go and buy someone's meds when I didn't know where it was coming from.
You're inhaling it. So is that harmful?
See, you're not inhaling it. What you're doing is you're vaporizing it. And if you talk to anybody and you talk to any of your doctors, your cannabis doctors, they're going to tell you vaping is the healthiest way that you can take your cannabis. And you're going to always get the best results. That's why they used to have vapor machines. Remember the big volcano?
I was just about
to
mention that.
Back in the day, they used to fill up the big old bag.
We still have it.
You know, that was...
I have friends that will only use the volcano.
So if you guys aren't vaping, you guys are totally, you know, still harming yourself.
Yeah,
you're missing out on the health benefits. Black Jesus
THC.
Said the other day, only broke people smoke Black and Miles, you know? You shouldn't be smoking Black and Miles. Those things get you sick.
Yeah. What are those?
Treat yourself better.
Like the blunt wraps, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
I don't know.
What you guys want to do is you guys always want to make sure that you know where your products are coming from. And that's where I started.
But Black and Miles are not Swish or Sweet.
When I started, I was a patient and I would go to these dispensaries and I would buy these slips. And I live in Orange County, so there's a lot of different dispensaries out here that claim they got nothing but quality.
Everybody has the best, the biggest, the most.
When I would go in there, I'd say, I got $50. I got $70. Give me your best stuff. And they would give me whatever they said it was. I started buying, you know, this slip that was blue. It went from blue to red. It went from black. And supposedly I was paying the best. Now, one day I picked up these slips and I was paying.
What are you talking about when you say slips?
Where your concentrates come in. And that's,
oh, you mean like envelopes?
Correct. They come in envelopes. And this is your flower too. And this is where your flower goes into your oils. So if your flower is tainted and you're getting tainted oils, that's what you're smoking. You're smoking something that has fungus
concentrated
in it.
Concentrated
tainted. And I've gone to different dispensaries and I've gone to different events and I've seen these vendors sell flowers that have, you know, powder mildew. They have fungus in it. And I tell them that, and they still continue to sell their flowers.
Like, that's where you get, so, like, the $10 grams and the $20.
And even though I've gone to all these shows and I've gone to these dispensaries, the dispensaries don't differ any different. They're also bad. I've gone to dispensaries where they're selling meds, and I purchase them, and I go back, and I say, what is this? And they go, oh, well, it tastes different. No, it doesn't taste different. It shouldn't taste different. You smoke it.
Hey, tell us about your creams.
Okay, so and
kind
that's
the same thing. You were trying other creams.
So I was trying other creams and I would bring it to my patients, and my patients have psoriasis. So when I would put these creams on them, they'd say, "Hey, this doesn't work," or they'd say, "Hey, this works." And shout out to Emu420. Emu420, you guys have really good topicals, and that's the way.
Emu420, where
hey,
are
what's
they?
What's the owner's name?
EMU.
I don't know the guy's name, but I bumped into him, and he gave me one of everything.
Yeah, Emu420.
Long story short, I told him my short story about Crohn's, and he said, "Damn, dude, try all this stuff."
Yeah,
Emu420. And did you?
Yeah, I still have it.
Emu420 reaches out to people, but their prices are kind of steep, and that's where I came
in. It's worth
it. Well, you get what you're paying.
You go buy a damn Mercedes.
I understand it. I understand it's worth it, but a lot of people can't afford this.
He's Mercedes.
That's where I started making. I started making my topicals. I started making my topicals to help out patients for people like that. I know everyone can't afford it. And I got to make my topicals that are, you know, and who wants, you want to be putting animal fat on your skin? I'm not bashing on Emu420 or anything like that, but do you want to put animal byproducts on your skin?
So what else do you make?
I didn't know they put animal byproducts.
What else do you make?
See, I make the topical that I make is the best topical that's out there. And if I can find a company that can help me make this topical, then I can move forward and make, you know, juices. I can make drinks. I could make.
Well, I would just wait off until we see what happens after the regulations set in and shakes out, because
and that's the reason
you have
why
to either
that's the reason
team
why
up with millionaires right now
I haven't
or just
made,
wait, you know?
Reason why I haven't made my rosin press is because I haven't had the funds to patent it.
Right.
I haven't had the funds to patent my cream, and it's only at test stage right now. So anything that I do is just for the patients and only for the patients. Everything that I've been doing is always, you know, free. I haven't made any money. It's been 10 months and I'm still strong in the cannabis industry.
14 years here.
You know?
Still waiting to start getting paid.
I'm not even telling you how many years here. It's just the nature of the beast.
You don't get paid just for smoking weed though.
Yeah, but you're fabulous. We love what you're doing. I'm going to start making my own rosin. I mean,
do you have a hair straightener?
Yeah, not only that,
I'm
going to teach you guys how to grow. If you guys don't know how to grow, you guys can follow me on my channel, My420 TV.
Awesome.
I'm going to be setting up hydroponic systems with little mommies in them so they can grow at your house.
Perfect.
And you guys have your own little flowers at home.
I'm
going to help everybody out in any way that I can.
Start at my house.
And anything you guys need, I can set you guys up.
How can people find you?
You guys can either Instagram me on Instagram on My420 TV, which is My420TV, or you can send me an email on GETTOCUPID, which is ghetto without the H, cupid at gmail.com. And that's directly to me. That'll, you know, I'll message you right away.
Hey, Stoners, he said without the H.
Yeah.
With you know, no H.
Yeah, so
ghetto,
GETTOCUPID at msn.com, at gmail.com, or at, you know, I got a couple different ones, but the Gmail one is the one you could reach me right away. I know.
Right.
Awesome. I love
fabulous.
That.
No, good to know. Back
on. Hey, before you move on to Random Acts, because I know we have a really funny story.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that there's two really awesome events coming up this month for people listening
cool.
and that can get access to the Bay Area. There's the International Cannabis Business Conference in San Francisco on the 17th. And then California Normal is having a legal conference for attorneys to get their CLE credits or whatever. Yeah, CLE credits. And for people to keep updated on what are the new laws, how are these laws going to be implemented by attorneys and the law and stuff like that. So you can find information about that at California Normal.
And I'm in Orange County. So if you guys follow me, you guys will see any local events.
Where you can find
local
anything
in Southern California, whether you go to a local collective or you go to any local sesh, you know, you're going to make sure that you already know who you're going to get your meds from.
And you're going to find me on every men's bathroom. Well, anyway.
Whoa.
Listen, I've been dying. It's time now for Random Acts of Ridiculousness. And listen, I've been talking about this for years now. Where is the best place to find pot? Burger King drive-thru, of course.
What about Spain? Did you guys hear about that wave in the sky?
Well, hold on a minute. Let me do the Burger fucking King.
Okay.
Please. This was in New Hampshire. Two employees in New Hampshire had a fabulous business at the drive-thru. You got your burger and their code was extra crispy fries. They got marijuana with their meal.
Love it.
That I love it. I love it.
Dope. You're lying.
A 19-year-old?
No, I'll tell you why.
Extra.
I always get fries well done.
You always ask for extra crispy fries.
I put that on my
fries.
Mama, I swear.
Do you say extra crispy or
yeah.
well done?
I say well done French fries with extra salt.
Well, go to New Hampshire, you'll get fucking pot. Yeah. Okay?
One of these days, you're going to get a sack in your thing,
great.
Especially after people
That's
hear this
great.
Story. It's going to be like an like underground thing, like extra crispy fries.
Who doesn't want crispy fries?
But
why do you want them
you ask
all
for with salt, you're
going to
get like some cocaine. Yeah. Right. You're going to get weed and cocaine because you asked for
so
extra
scared.
Crispy with salt.
That's the code.
No,
didn't
the
know.
Code was you had to ask for Nasty Boy because Nasty Boy was the one that was selling the pot.
Oh, you're like, I want to take my order with Nasty and Boy. They're like, Nasty Boy, someone's at the drive-thru for you. Come on.
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
anyway, that would work. So I love that. It didn't involve the franchise owners. The two guys got arrested and blah, blah, blah. So don't go there and expect pot in New Hampshire Burger King, okay? And then this was hysterical. Was it cat litter or meth? We're talking Texas deputies couldn't tell. They could not
what?
Tell. A Houston area man says sheriff deputies conducted faulty field tests on cat litter they found in his vehicle, which they believed was methamphetamine. Okay. Ross LeBeau was charged with possession of a controlled substance.
Wow.
Kitty litter.
Oh my God.
It was kitty
damn.
Litter.
You gotta be kidding
and
me.
These
Lock them up.
No, I have a question. Yeah. Didn't they have that little drug shaker that turns blue or different colors?
We're talking
yeah,
Texas.
They,
I don't have
no.
a clue.
So what, our government can't afford to
yeah,
pay for our police
Elliot,
department?
I think
they just
that
take
you should get
word?
Right on that and find out.
Sorry.
I think maybe the initial test Jeez. Came up positive, like a faulty positive, and then maybe we'll have to read. What does
they
it say?
They said the Harris County Sheriff's Office, don't go there, people, say deputies smelled marijuana coming from the car and conducted a search. Officials, whoever they are, say marijuana was found in the console and LeBeau never identified what was in the sock. What was the sock? Oh, cat litter in the sock is a way to absorb. Oh, he had cat litter in a sock, and he said he used it to absorb moisture. Makes sense to me.
Well, at least that's the way they test out there, because in Orange County, now they're testing you in your mouth. They stick a swab in
you
your
can
mouth.
Say no
but
to
how
that.
Does cat litter look like white powder?
We're talking Texas, okay?
Isn't cat litter like... But
I think meth is like
There's
rocks.
Different grades of cat litter, apparently. I've seen some that actually have...
There's
like
cat
fine,
litter
there's,
that looks like flour is what you're telling
there's
me?
Like, no, there's like fine crystals.
Oh, we're talking about
There's
meth.
Like crystals
we're
that,
talking,
that absorb
this happened in Houston,
the odor
Texas
better.
People.
I don't know.
Okay,
you're not paying attention.
I don't think I'd want my cat walking around in something that looks like crystals anyways. sounds like it's sharp, you know? Like a little butt's going to get poked or something.
Animal industry is interesting.
Anyhow... I thought it was hysterical that
poor
they
Ross
did not.
LeBeau.
Yeah, poor Ross. Anyhow,
poor Ross.
Shout out to Ross, and you know you have our sympathy. Whatever. Anyway, we've had a fabulous time today. Thank you, Karma, so much for joining us. How can they get you again?
They can follow me on Instagram at my420tv, or you guys can follow me on Facebook, or you guys can look me up either or email me at gettocupid@gmail.com.
Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
As always, when I need a lift, I'll call.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
Candace, I always love that your husband let you out today.
I know, huh?
I'm so excited. Has he texted you?
My phone just died because we were on.
Oh, good.
We're actually
okay,
like, I stream on my own personal Facebook page live. Elliot does it on his Instagram. So we're on Facebook and Instagram. And I think Chris had something going
hey,
too. So.
So you guys can see
us.
You can watch us. Yes. I'm going on a diet, okay? That's all I'm saying.
And I'm
going
to start wearing makeup.
And anyway, we've had a great time. Thank you for listening. A shout out to everybody that we love. All our Who else?
Thanks to everyone that tuned in. Shout out to all my sponsors.
All
shout out to all
supporters.
The listeners. And keep following and keep listening.
And on that note, it's time to blow this joint. Love you.